Welcome to another episode of Pitch Perfect, a first-of-its-kind podcast series powered by Avarathon, an AI-enabled video roleplay platform. I'm Vishala, your host for this incredible journey where we connect with thought leaders to discuss cutting-edge strategies and innovative best practices of organizations towards building a successful sales-ready team. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce our special guest, Mr. Shaji Abraham, Head of Learning and Development at IDFC Asset Management. Shaji Abraham is an L&D professional for leadership development practices and team learning interventions in the organization. He's an effective leader who expertly assesses organizational challenges and converts ideas into sustainable solutions. He's adept at identifying training needs, coordinating learning solutions coaching, and measuring the effectiveness of learning. In this episode, Shaji will share his thoughts on decoding the great resignation trend in sales. A very warm welcome to Pitch Perfect, Shaji. We are really thrilled to have you on our show.
Thank you so much, Vishala, for having me on this show. Looking forward.
That's great. So first, we'll have a Q&A session where I'm going to ask you some insightful questions and you can share your views on that. Are you ready?
Sure, Vishala, go ahead.
Okay, so first, my first question to you is, so we all heard about the ongoing trend of the great resignation that is following in the West, and now this shift may turn to the developing countries like India. Do you think that this will affect the sales industry in India?
Very interesting question, Vishala. So let's understand what exactly the great resignation is all about. See, the COVID-19 pandemic actually set off nearly unprecedented churn in US labor market. Widespread job losses in the early months of pandemic gave way to tight labor markets in 2021, driven in part by what's come to be known as Great Resignation. The nation's quit rate reached a 20-year high last November, according to the data. Now, this Great Resignation trend continues as the impact is being felt with attrition numbers highest in two decades, according to a report. Now, this term has been fashioned since last year that has been seen capturing the rising trend of employees leaving their jobs, or more of a reshuffle with hordes of employees job hopping, exiting their current positions for better ones in India as well. Now, war of talent has been about acquiring digital skill sets across sectors. As supply struggles to match demand, people costs and attrition numbers will continue to be high, as per the report from Aon, which is an HR firm. Now, the study analyzed data across 1,500 companies from more than 40 industries and attritions across the sector, and it was estimated to be 21% in 2021, compared to 12.8% in 2020. Now, see, the frontline and low-wage hourly workers are largely fueling this great resignation as far as India is concerned, an assertion that supports the quits seen in the retail and hospitality sectors. Hopefully, life getting back to normal in the coming days will help the organization manage and maybe cope up with this trend.
That's a really interesting answer. I really agree with you on that. So I wanted to ask you a follow-up question to that. What do you think sales teams can do to counter this trend?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things which a sales leader can do to counter this great resignation trend. Now, some of the things are which is very, very common in day-to-day activities which these leaders can imbibe in their business life or maybe their teams. For example, something which is very, very common, very interesting thing is that listen to the team. When I say listen to the team, it's actually listening to your employees, right? Ensure that you are addressing your employee development needs. Right, commit to a regular cadence of coaching sessions. You have to keep on upgrading them. You have to keep on coaching them. Give them space to come out with their creativity. Build belief in what they are talking about, what they are selling. So until and unless you don't create that belief in them, it's very difficult to manage a team. Give them some breaks, right? It is not all about work. Give them some breaks, celebrate their wins, rewards. Is something which always motivates their team. So these are certain leadership practices which I think every sales leader should focus on when they are dealing with a team in such stressful situations. It is not about work all the time. Get personal with your team, get vulnerable, get connected, be flexible. So these are some very common and basic things which a sales leaders can do to counter the great resignation.
Wow, that's a really good answer. To be vulnerable and to connect with the team, I completely agree with you on that. I want to ask you, how can organizations create a great sales employee experience?
Right. So organizations, I believe most of the organizations do imbibe certain culture, which helps or maybe which connects with the sales employees, because a lot of organizations you will find has been driven by sales numbers. It is more sales oriented organizations wherein sales numbers or sales team members are on a higher side as far as number of employees are concerned. So some of the ways to improve employee experience in an organization is internal communication. I would say that is one of the very, very important aspects that improve internal communication. When I say internal communication, is all about that whatever is happening in the organization, whatever is the progress, whatever is the status, whatever is the way forward, the mission, vision, culture, values, everything has to be communicated to the team members, to the employees. So that is something which organization will always should focus on, keep on improving, right? Another thing which I believe, especially for sales employee, is that every organization should focus on designing a great onboarding experience for them. Because when a salesperson joins in, a robust onboarding experience or a robust handholding of that particular person is very, very important. So it's very, very important. An organization should always invest in employee wellness, employee benefits. So that these are certain things which always boost the morale, boost, give motivation to the sales team members. Act on employee feedback. That is something again which is something I would say that a lot of organizations misses this. They are very eager or maybe pro to getting the feedback, right? And people will give the feedback, sales team members or maybe employees will give the feedback, but does the organization act on those feedback is another question. So that is also something which an organization should always do to create a better sales employee experience. Offer career development programs for sales team. So a salesperson, when he joins in, maybe he should know that when he's joining this organization, what is his career development programs, or what is his career path in the organization, what may be his career journey in the organization. Promote diversity and inclusion, again, to create a better sales team, sales member experience. Make management in such a way that a sales team feels that my entire management team is approachable, right? So he or she can walk on to any management person or maybe team member and share his experiences or share whatever he concerns he or she feels about. Cultivate that trust in leadership. That is something which organization should always look at. So I think these are certain things which an organization which feels that they are a great place to work, do follow these strategies or these things, but most of the organization should always look at these aspects of creating a better sales employee experience.
Incredible. I think you perfectly summarized how an organization can create a great sales employee experience. My next question to you is, what do you think is contributing to the growing churn of sales talent?
Yeah, so Vishala, as per me, so my experience says that great salespeople do more than just consistently driving profitable revenue for their employers, right? It is more than that, because they inspire confidence in customers and partners, because they are the front face of an organization. They are the people who represents the organization in front of their customers and partners. They are the people who increase brand trust. They are the people who contribute positively to company's culture, right? And these salespeople are rare, representing only 10 to 15% of the sales population. So when a company has a great salespeople, it's in the best interest to get them to stay, right? Then organization's best interest is to make those salespeople stay. However, there was a study done by CRI. CRI is Compensation Resources Inclusion, which found that the voluntary turnover rate for a salesperson or for salespeople is 15.9%, whereas the average rate for other types of employees turnover is 14.3%. Now, this study underscores the reality that all executives need to be aware of that when salespeople aren't happy in their organization, they are more willing than other employees to leave, because these are the people who will first leave. You will not find other than salespeople who will be more willing to leave in a shorter period, right? So a very high churn of churn rate of a sales team is expensive for an organization, and it can definitely affect negatively in the team's culture. In the team's culture, because the moment a salesperson leaves, it doesn't leave an impact, positive impact in the team as well as in the organization. It always leaves a negative impact, or maybe, and especially when it comes to a high performing salesperson leaves an organization, it doesn't give a good feeling in the rest of the team who are there in the system, right? So it is very important to take care of these salespeople, right? And how an organization can take care of, maybe what are certain reasons why these salespeople or good sales talent is leaving organization is because of a couple of reasons. Like one is low compensation. So salesperson will always look forward for a higher compensation and want to grow in terms of their compensation, right? They always want to, as per their performance, they always want to have that compensation in place. That is something which always they look at. Something like too much time spent on non-sales activities will always demotivate a salesperson. Somebody who is very good at sales, if you pull that particular person in non-sales activities, like taking care of back-end stuff, taking care of MISs, tracking and all those things, that person gets demotivated. If the organization can't provide a career path or maybe career opportunity for that sales talent within the organization, this person will always look outside for better opportunities. If organization is not able to communicate about the stability of the organization, or the vision, clarity on vision and mission of the organization, the good salespeople will always be concerned about this particular aspect and they will look outside the organization. If an organization is not able to create that confidence in the leadership of the organization to these good salespeople, these salespeople will lose the confidence in the organization. Recognition, which is always very, very important aspect for a performing salesperson. If that is lacking in an organization, people will look outside. Lack of promotion opportunities, lack of growth opportunities, burnouts, overwork, no development opportunities, right? No coaching, or maybe instructions for their reporting managers or maybe leaders. So these are certain aspects which always contributes to the growing churn of sales talent in any organization. Something which is very important to retain a good sales talent in the organization is to take care of all these aspects.
Right, that's a really good answer, Shahji. I completely agree with you on all the points, especially about providing growth opportunities. So my next question to you is, you have experience in creating learning environments, including cognitive expansion, behavior modification, and social growth. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, in fact, in my experience, since the time I'm in L&D, learning and development function, I keep including all these aspects which you have spoken about, whether it is cognitive expansion, behavior modification, or social growth through learning and development. Now, if I have to talk about all these three aspects, see, cognitive learning strategies means asking the participants to reflect on their experiences. Right, helping them find new solutions to the problems, encouraging discussions about what is being taught, helping participants explore and understand how ideas are connected, asking them to justify and explain their own thoughts, their own thinking. Now, it is very important aspect to include any learning intervention which normally we do, because the cognitive learning approach teaches participants the skills they need to learn effectively. This helps them to build transferable problem solving and study skills that they can apply in their job. And developing cognitive skills allow them to build upon previous knowledge and ideas which they can implement in their day-to-day business life. So that is why cognitive learning strategies are very, very, very important aspect of any learning and development intervention, as far as I feel. Now, talking about behavior modification, now there are multiple ways to create behavioral change, right? Even through learning and development also, there are multiple ways to create behavioral change. For example, it is very important to balance macro and micro learning, because micro learning delivers specific just-in-time content that learners can apply immediately in their day-to-day activities. It is very important to customize the frequency and timing of the learning interventions which you are trying to implement to get that behavioral change. Very important to measure performance to continuously identify gaps. So it is very, very important to include all these three aspects in any learning and development. And then when I feel that, especially when it comes to L&D, right, social learning is like how we learn from our co-workers, particularly through social platforms, right? Now, in these days, there are so many forums, right, wherein people go to that particular forum, interact socially, and learn a lot of things, like, for example, blogs, YouTube videos, a lot of sharing sites such as LinkedIn, professional sites such as LinkedIn, wherein people keep on sharing their learnings. That is, again, a very important aspect of social learning. So to a little bit delve into more that how you can create a social growth, or maybe what is social learning and how social learning impacts is like, if I have to ask you that, how many times you have watched someone doing a particular task, and after having taken a notice for a while, you have tried to replicate the same, right? You watch somebody doing a particular task, and then you think that, okay, this particular task has been done in such a way, and you also try to replicate the same. For example, let's say you watch people play a game. Pay attention that how they play, what they do in every aspect, that how they are doing it, which are the movements they are making. And with that information, you try to replicate the same. You also start playing the game as well. So this mimic behavior is what results in learning. And fortunately, most human behavior is learned observationally through modeling from others. That's the easiest way to learn. And from observing others, one forms an idea of how new behaviors are performed. And on later occasions, this gets coded as an information, and it serves as a guide for action. So I'm not saying that it is only observation. So along with observation also, there are so many other things along with that particular observation of what the other person is doing. Paying attention, retention, reproduction, motivation also helps in creating that entire social learning gamut.
Right, so that's a really interesting answer. I think you covered some really good points. And I personally agree with you on cognitive learning approach and micro learning. I think they are really underrated. And so my last question to you is, so can you tell us your three ideas that can help organizations retain great sales talent?
Now, this is a very interesting question. Now, I would never restrict myself to only three ideas. I can give you multiple ideas. And if I had to reframe this question, Shala, I would say that what are certain ideas that can help organization retain great sales talent when the organization is scaling up? Because that is more important. See, you can retain people when the organization is smaller, because it's a small group, it's a small sort of a family type. People are bonded together. But then when an organization scales up, that is where the churning starts. And that is where it becomes more important for an organization to have strategies and activities in place to retain these top sales people. Because attrition is a major issue with sales team. And as I shared some data in the previous question also, that attrition rate, especially in sales team, is more than when you compare with non-sales teams, right? Because this problem is like, it keeps on growing. As the organization grows, the problem also keeps on growing. So certain things which an organization can always look at is create a culture of transparency. It is very, very important to create a culture of transparency, because when an organization is small, it is very easy to keep everyone on maybe day-to-day updates on major developments. But once the organization starts becoming bigger in terms of number of employees, in terms of volumes, that is where this communication or maybe this culture of transparency becomes more important, because the employees or maybe the salespeople will still carry the same need when they were smaller, when the organization was small. So when the organization becomes bigger, their need continues to be the same. So that is something which is very, very important to keep on retaining a culture of transparency, even if the organization becomes bigger. Very, very important aspect is cultivate a sales culture that remains strong. So when the organization was small, whatever culture, that bonding, that small family culture, or maybe that sort of sense of belonging, sense of ownership, when the organization was small, carry that particular culture in the sales team, even when it becomes bigger. So that is something which is very, very important. Offer your best performance, best sales performance, a career path, a development opportunities, real opportunities for career growth. It's very, very important aspect of retaining these sales, top salespeople. One of the things which I always feel, and this is, I'm sharing only through my experience, is that most of the organization misses one aspect, is that they somehow overlook their middle managers. When I say middle managers, there are a lot of first-time managers. A person getting promoted from an individual role to a team handling role. That is something which, if an organization wants to create a line of leadership, when these people get into their first role of managing a team, that is where you have to handle these people. So supporting middle managers is very, very important, because that particular individual might be fantastic in terms of their performance when that particular was into an individual role. But when it comes to team managing role, it's altogether a different ballgame. So that is where these are the people whom you have to handle. If you are able to handle, if you are able to support from the perspective of developing them, creating a learning environment from them, creating an experience wherein they feel that, yes, they can also be a successful man managers in the coming time. That is where you create a level, a line of leadership in an organization. So all these things, so according to me, these are certain things which I always feel that every organization should cultivate in their culture to retain great sales talent.
Right. So I completely agree with you on that. And I think that's a great answer. So I really agree with you on supporting the middle managers. Thank you so much for sharing these ideas. I think our audience will really find this valuable. We have another segment right now called the underrated, overrated segment. For this, I want you to name the most underrated strategy and the most overrated strategy when it comes to managing attrition in sales.
It's a very interesting question. I never thought about it. There will be some sort of underrated strategy or overrated strategy when it comes to sales team, or maybe the strategy to retain or grow the sales team. So according to me, the overrated strategy is like, and when I say overrated strategy, something where an organization creates a lot of noise, but when it comes to the ground, I think there is a miss, or maybe there is a gap, is talking about the company's core mission, right? Talking about the vision of an organization. So every organization says that every member of the sales team is aware about that, where this company or where this organization wants to be down the line 3 years or 5 years. So management might talk about it. Maybe the functions like HR might be talking about it. Yes, every organization is aware about it, or maybe every. But when it comes down to the salesperson, or maybe a sales representative at the front line, there is a miss, there is a gap. And I'm saying this from my experience, that if you ask those sales team members, are they aware about this? Are they aware about company's core mission? Are they aware about company's vision, where company wants to be in down the line 3 years, 5 years? So I would say this is one of the overrated strategy. Underrated strategy, I always feel that, and my definition of underrated strategy is something which an organization should do, or maybe must do, but they're not able to do it. That is something like organization should continue to provide coaching and ongoing education. continue to provide development programs, continue to provide at any every level, right, upskilling those salespeople, right? Because top performing salespeople will always want to get better. They always want to grow, right? How can an organization help satisfy their need for knowledge? How can an organization coach them to become better? Right. So that is something which I always believe, and I don't know how many organizations takes a learning and development function or maybe a learning and development piece too seriously, wherein they feel that this is one function which they always want to have. And this is one function which is responsible for the development and growth of these sales team members. So I think this that is one underrated strategy. I always feel that, which is a miss as far as organizations is concerned. Yes, there are organizations like wherein they always feel that L&D is a part of every individual or maybe every employee's development path. And L&D always goes shoulder to shoulder with every function and creates that impact, right? So, but then most of the organization, I think, there is a miss as far as this particular piece is concerned.
Great. So thank you so much for sharing that. I completely agree with you on that. And I'm glad that you spoke about the importance of learning and development in any organization. So this brings me to the end of our show. Shahji, thank you so much for having this conversation. I had a wonderful time interviewing you, and I really hope that our listeners will find this episode really valuable.
Thank you so much, Vishala, for having me on the show. And I really feel that the questions were fantastic, and I believe that the answers will definitely help the listeners in some or the other way. And I always... And why I talk about sales team members, and sales team is something which is very close to me because I also started my career as a salesperson. So to know what sales team members goes is something which always helps me to drive my learning and development interventions. Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Thank you so much, Shahji. So everybody, that was Mr. Shahji Abraham. Thank you for tuning into Pitch Perfect. Hope you found this valuable. The Pitch Perfect podcast series will keep bringing in visionary thought leaders in the hope of creating a community of Salesforce readiness. If you found this show insightful, I would appreciate if you follow us and never miss an episode. We'll be back with another episode at the same time. This is your host, Vishala, signing off.